You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Back in 2017, SBI's Deputy Managing Director Prashant Kumar said in an interview with Beena Parmar of Money Control that India's biggest lender, that is State Bank of India, is faced with three immediate challenges. Number one, filling qualified mid-level positions. Number two, succession planning. And number three, constant skill upgradation required with changing technology and risks in the banking sector. And today, it appears number one is coming to play. Retirements and digitization has led to a reduction of around 15,762 employees at the country's largest lender, that is State Bank of India. But there is some good news for those seeking bank jobs. The public sector bank is all set to hire 10,300 employees before the end of March 2019. And that is our story of the day. SBI to hire 10,300 employees, even as it reported a massive 7,718 crore loss for the January to March quarter in financial year 2018. Welcome to Money Control. My name is Rakesh, and this is our story of the day.
Story of the day.
SBI to hire more than 10,000 employees this year.
A Money Control exclusive.
Beena Parmar, writing today on Money Control, goes on to quote Prashant Kumar. He said, "Basically, we are replacing only about 75% of the retirements that are taking place given the cost and operational efficiency helped by digitization and the merger process. This year, we plan to recruit 2,000 probationary officers, that is POs, and 8,300 clerical staff, of which 1,100 are from the reserved category, which we have to mandatorily recruit." Unquote. He went on to say that a large part of the reduction is due to the retirement of about 12,000 employees and the additional 3,500 employees from associate banks opting for voluntary retirement scheme after the merger. The merger that he's talking about, of course, was with associate banks, that is State Bank of Bikaner and Jaipur, State Bank of Mysore, State Bank of Travancore, State Bank of Hyderabad and State Bank of Patiala. In addition to the five associate state banks, Bharatiya Mahila Bank also merged with SBI. These entities merged into State Bank of India as of the 1st of April 2017. And after the merger, SBI became among the top 50 large banks of the world. SBI was ranked 52 in the world in terms of assets in 2015, according to Bloomberg, and the merger saw it break into the top 50. And 3,569 people from these associate banks that merged with State Bank of India have opted for voluntary retirement scheme, which has also contributed to the 15,762 employees retiring in the coming year. Public sector banks, which are huge employers, have now had to wake up and smell the 21st century, so to speak. Each year, the State Bank of India is losing employees to the tune of 10,000 to 12,000. A total of 18,973 employees retired, while 3,211 joined the bank between April 2017 and March 2018, according to State Bank of India's investor presentation. This helped the bank save expenses on staff, which saw a decline of 2.34% in the financial year 2018, year on year. Overall, employee costs dropped to 35,411 crore rupees for the full year in FY18 from 35,691 crores in FY17. Chairman Rajneesh Kumar credited the use of digitization and adoption of artificial intelligence, blockchain and technologies that have helped improve the bank's functioning. He also went on to say, and I quote, "The bank is doing a complete revamp in the training of employees. Focus is on developing the leadership pipeline, improving and enhancing the skills, technology and innovation in the bank." These changes come close on the heels of Tuesday's earning results when SBI reported a second consecutive net loss, this time of 7,718 crore rupees for the March quarter, primarily due to a surge in provisions and bad loans. This was also the second highest quarterly loss figure reported by any bank, following Punjab National Bank's 13,417 crore loss reported for the quarter on the back of the Nirav Modi saga. A Reuters poll had previously estimated that the bank would report a loss of 1,270.5 crores as against a net profit of 2,814 crores reported in the same quarter last year. For the December 2017 ended quarter, SBI had reported a loss of 2,416 crores and this time it was 7,718 crore rupees. The primary reason for this has been a surge in provisions and contingencies, which surged to 28,096 crore rupees during the reporting quarter, more than twice the amount that was reported in the corresponding quarter last year at 11,740 crore rupees and 18,876 crore rupees in the quarter ending December 2017. Beena Parmar, who again follows the SBI story for us on Money Control, went on to report that the rise in provisions was mainly because the bank had to provide more bad loans of up to 24,080 crores, the losses to the tune of about 6,000 crore rupees that it incurred on trading, and mark-to-market losses due to a rise in bond yields. Other factors that weighed on the lender's bottom line were a revision in wages and an enhancement of the gratuity ceiling. Rajneesh Kumar at the post-results conference had gone on to say, "Our bank has consciously chosen not to avail the mark-to-market loss dispensation to spread losses across four quarters and taken it all at once as we see bond yields rising further." The chairman had also said earlier in the week that the SBI has provided for 56% of its exposure to the first 12 companies referred to the National Company Law Tribunal, that is NCLT, facing insolvency after referred by the Reserve Bank of India last year, but said he does not expect the loss to exceed 50 to 52% of the total exposure. He also added that the bank's provision coverage ratio was 5% higher year on year at 66.17% and is now among the best in the country. There was also a slight increase in gross non-performing assets, which grew 56 basis points sequentially to 10.91% at the end of March, and that was over 400 basis points higher than at the end of March last year. That is, year on year, it has grown over 400 basis points. Net NPAs as a percentage of the bank's loan book came in at about 5.73%. That was 12 basis points higher than at the end of the December quarter, when it was 5.61%, and over 200 basis points higher than at the end of March last year. In absolute terms, gross NPAs rose to 2.23 lakh crore rupees from 1.99 lakh crore rupees at the end of December. SBI's net interest income, which is the difference between interest earned and interest paid, also grew 10.53% year on year to 19,974.28 crore rupees. The Reuters poll had estimated NII to come in at 19,286 crores. The bank's domestic net interest margin declined 26 basis points year on year to 2.67%. However, it was marginally higher than the 2.61% reported for the December quarter. What about loan and deposit growth? Well, total advances rose 4.9%, driven by loans to services industry and retail loans. Auto loans also rose 15%, while home loans grew 13%. Advances to large, mid-sized corporates and SMEs, that is small and medium enterprises, inched up by 1.8%. Deposits also rose to the tune of 4.68%. The ratio of low-cost current account and savings account, that is CASA deposits, improved to 45.68% from 44.4% in March last year. So based on what were clearly not particularly encouraging results, what was the outlook that the bank provided? Well, it provided a set of projections for financial year 20 in terms of credit growth, which they expected would be greater than 12%, net interest margin, which they thought would be more than 3%, and gross NPA ratio at less than 6%. The SBI chief, Rajneesh Kumar, went on to say, "We've put the past behind us, even as the last 3 years have been challenging. Today, what you see is a stronger State Bank of India than 2 years ago." He also added that if the last year was the year of disappointment, this year is the year of hope. Then FY20 will be the year of happiness. And perhaps it will be the 10,300 new employees that will bring in that fresh new wave of happiness. But of course, they have their work cut out for them. Because in the interview with Beena Parmar of Money Control, Prashant Kumar had gone on to say that digital adoption was the key to make PSBs more competitive. For employees, they need to be fully updated on their products. Customer service and use of technology in handling customer grievance is absolutely critical. And they might even be rewarded for it. He was of the opinion that salary increments were required, but more than salary increments, they needed to increase incentives. Performance-linked incentives like ESOPs, that is employee stock option plans, etc., needed to be given to employees. He said at the time in December that proposals were pending with the government and that they were looking at it. Even in the wage revision, they were looking at more performance-linked wages. He went on to also say that as of December 2017, the government guidelines allowed only 1% of the total profits to be given away in performance-linked incentives, which he believed was hardly anything given the large headcount in public sector banks.
Story of the day.
SBI to hire more than 10,000 employees this year.
A Money Control exclusive.
So, well, what we're going to be looking at in State Bank of India is a wave of new employees and with them, hopefully, the dawn of a newer era that State Bank of India hopes for, especially in the wake of the year that the public sector banks have had in India. Thank you for joining us on our story of the day. With more such stories and deep dives, we will, of course, come back. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of everyone here at the podcast desk of Money Control, saying thank you for joining us and stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.